easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am
not. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. We're back. This is the Kyle. We got Hype Henry in the studio. Carnivorous Connor. The rest of the Rat Pack is gone. They don't even care. Let's get to the show. Season 3, boys.
I got one thing to say, huh? Rally Tower!
All right. So Season 3. Season 1... not up to where we wanted to be. Season two, we were kind of rocking.
Hey, we had the game shows going. Number one in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah. But upcoming this year, Hype Henry, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, so we got tons of new stuff. We got Juice WRLD on deck. We have new game shows, new segments, new guests, new studio appearances, new microphone, new headphones, new game shows, new segment, new guests. New studio appearance, new microphones, new headphones, new classic, new classes. We have so much new. It's great. Be number one. It pays.
Yeah, it pays. Pays well. Slightly under minimum wage, so it's not quite... It's under the table. So we're not doing as well as we should be. We're not at Dirty Fingers level yet. Yeah. DJ Dirty Fingers. WGRH legend. We strive to be him every single day. But we got classes and we got too much on our plate, so
yeah.
I don't know, there's nothing we can do about it. So let's cut the music here. Let's cut it. Alright. So moving on. Let's talk about we're a couple weeks in the school year. Let's talk about our summers. How were they? So Carnivorous Connor, lead us off.
What are we thinking here, guys? Summers, yeah, you know, it's fun. Summer's good, you know. I'm back for a couple weeks, you know, I see my friends, you know, we're hanging out, we're chilling, we're going to the beach, you know, doing the classic summer stuff. Hit LBI up, you know, go to Margate. Phew. Shout out Margate. And you know, we're just having a good time. But guys, we are adults now. You know what that means? Gotta make a little bit of guap, right? So what are we doing? Looking at some internship opportunities. Paid. Unfortunately, we are not that lucky around here. So, you know, we really did grind this past summer. You know, we did long hours, you know, working overtime, working at the restaurant, sweating my ass off in the kitchen, having a good time.
All right, you're done, Henry. What did you do this summer?
I can't really talk about it.
All right, so I'll talk about mine since Henry is very discreet. So this summer, working on my parenting skills, parenting all these children. Summer camp, so
yeah,
a lot of kids to deal with.
Wow.
Some good kids, some bad kids, but mostly good kids. It was fun, good experience.
Definitely.
And made like 30 clams from it. So
30 clams.
It's enough to buy a goose.
Yeah, I got like 40 oysters this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, well, he worked at a restaurant. Maybe they just gave it to him.
I don't know. Yeah, actually, okay. Moving on. So. Moving on. So Henry, I don't have much background to this, but I've heard he saw a very interesting fight.
Yes, sir. I was walking back campus, and I'm talking to Tom, one of our friends.
Shout out College Grove.
Yeah, and then I see these two kids just like slapping each other. On the dorm across from me, shout out Souls, and it was really strange because I was talking to Tom. I was like, "There's no way they're actually fighting. Like they're too bad." And he's like, "Yeah, I think so." So then Tom leaves. I begin just like watching, and they start like just beating the crap out of each other. It's ridiculous. There was open hand slaps going everywhere. One of the guys was British, so he was announcing it.
Aye.
It was a strange time. So I'm just standing there. Then I begin to walk by, and they tackle each other, and they begin yelling about grass. I don't know what that means.
Uh-oh. You know.
No, I think it was actual like grass, and apparently like he pushed someone into the grass, and it was just a really weird situation. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. The weirdest thing though is that some guy was just standing in the middle of it doing nothing. It's quite strange.
There's always that guy.
Yeah. Well, there's always a weird experience the first 2 weeks of school. Last year was the ghost of Lafayette.
Oh no.
Yeah. The ghost of Lafayette. Classic story. This kid sleepwalking all around campus. We were following him for like an hour, or he was on acid or something. Ridiculous time. But yeah. So that's I got my fill of weird.
Yeah, freshmen get out there. Yeah. They get a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, happens to the best of us.
Except those guys were seniors, actually.
Yeah, well, happens to seniors too, you know, FOMO.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But with that said, you know, if I ever caught myself in a fight, which I wouldn't, well, maybe, what I want to do, I have an exercise plan now to try to get bulk.
Let's hear about it.
So it involves extensive planking. Extensive planking. I do 10 sets of 60-second planks a day. Okay.
Wow.
And then I also do 60 push-ups a day. And then I bench twice a week.
What are we benching? What are we benching here?
We're benching
sitting?
90.
Sitting on benches?
We're benching 95. 95. Yeah.
95 guap. That's huge.
Plus bar. Well, maybe not.
But yeah. You know what? It's fine.
It's all right. Yeah, you got to start somewhere. You know, when you're as wide as me, you have those wide shoulders. It's hard because it's a lot of movement just to lift up the weights. It's okay though.
All right. You know, the phones are already going off. We get it, guys. It's the first day back. We totally get it. Let's save it till a little bit later, all right? You know,
yeah.
Save it a little bit later.
No, I feel. Right.
So Henry has his exercise plan, and Kyle here talking. I have my own diet going on this year, so
ooh.
I've already lost 15 pounds.
Well, snaps to that. That's huge. Yeah.
15 pounds. Got the upper abs, lower abs, not coming in yet. Those will never be coming in for numerous reasons. But continuing on, my diet consists of the baby food diet. To ease the digestion of your system, you have to crush, mash up every single food you eat. So like first I stick to my breakfast is usually oatmeal, some cream of wheat, everything that's already mashed up. And then lunch, it's everything has to be mashed up, as I said 8 times already. So like mashed peas, mashed potatoes, just everything mashed. And if it can't be mashed, blender.
Yeah.
It just eases the digestive system.
Yeah.
Goes right through your body, cleans everything out.
Okay. Speaking of clean, you know, one of the cleanest dressers on campus, DJ Dryfit, is currently listening in.
Oh,
so we like to shout him out.
Where's he at?
Yeah, so it's all about that. But, you know, we are excited. We are very excited. And what are some things we're excited for, boys?
We got some big guests lined up. You know, the list is getting longer, but we have some, you know, high priority clients. You know, we had the Attorney General. We might have
CEO of Goldman Sachs.
CEO of Goldman Sachs.
DJ Diesel.
Diesel. You know, he might come and DJ a couple sets for us. Dirty Fingers might come through, roll through, might get a little. Yeah.
Cameron O'Neill.
Have some fire in the booth.
DJ Cameron.
Fire in the booth.
Yeah.
So, we're also looking to bring back some of our greatest...
Yeah.
The old classics. You know,
guest DJs, DJ Tiny T.
Greasy Batiste.
DJ Big Bob, DJ Greasy Batiste, DJ Rusty Rahul, and of course, DJ Tentacle Ted.
We also have a new...
And DJ Dryfit again.
A new live music performance by TGB coming up.
Oh, wow.
So, we're going to have a as I said, we already have a ton of new stuff, but we're going to have a freestyle competition. Prizes will be announced.
The electric chair may or may not be back.
Yeah, we have a new studio audience, new microphones, new headphones, new classes, and new headphones.
We got a bunch of new interns too. Hey, get him in here.
John, come
hey,
in.
Hey.
Yeah. Luckily, Juan graduated, so now we have John.
Yeah, John.
And John's a freshman. Good kid. Stout. Nice stout gentleman.
John,
broad,
you want to say something?
Broad. 5'11".
John, come over here. Say something. Say, yeah. No, come on. Here, take the mic. Hey, guys. Hey, I'm really happy.
Shut up, John. Get out of here.
John, seriously. Oh,
okay, he's right, crying. We're going to have to go to a break. You want to play some Juice WRLD? Ooh, what about we play some Diesel?
Yeah. You got to show out for a boy.
Okay, this is a classic, guys. You know, we have a lot of good stuff coming up. Here's a new track by Diesel. We'll be talking about it after the break.
Welcome back. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. Once again, the Kyle speaking, Hype Henry, and Carnivorous Connor in the studio.
So, you know, like, last semester we did this segment. It was one of our most popular segments. It was called Anger with Henry. But, you know, I've kind of mellowed out a little bit. And now it's just disappointment with Henry. So I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. And so the first thing that kind of angered me is I was at Mojo's and this person ordered a parfait, okay? And the lady asked if she wanted it to go or in a bowl. And then she said she wanted it in a bowl. Okay, so I'm drinking my latte that I snuck in, even though you're not allowed to bring whatever inside drinks in or outside drinks in. And this monster goes up after only eating half of the parfait and asks for a plastic carryout tray.
Oh,
like, just decide what you're gonna do. Not only are you hurting the environment, but you're hurting my feelings. You're wasting people's time. It's unacceptable, and it's stupid. And they're stupid. Another thing that really did not anger me, but disappointed me, was I was at Upper the other day, and I got to use the hand sanitizer machine, so as I do all the time, because I was sick for a whole semester, first semester, if you guys remember. and I spot this freshman glaring at me. And obviously it's because I'm handsome, but the real problem is they were looking at the hand sanitizer machine that I was using, as if that was weird. So I'm just going to say, like, you're going to get the flu, and I'm not, because I'm sanitized, and you're a dirty person. Were there any other things I was disappointed by, Kyle?
Was it the bagel station?
The bagel station. Why did you bring that up? I'm trying to be calm. But it's just, I can't do it anymore. Okay, the bagel station. Why is the bagel station not open to 11 a.m.? $70,000 a year and we can't have bagels for breakfast? What is this?
Are you kidding me? Coming from Jewish heritage, I need my bagels 24 goddamn 7. You can't cut that off of me. Also, there's no whitefish, no lox, the cream cheese sucks. I need my bagels with butter. What is this?
I'll tell you something. Outside my dorm is a swamp. Outside of KDR, this new quad. Yeah, all right. It looks nice.
Lay the goddamn sod.
I step through. You know what? I'm going to take a shortcut today. I walk through. I am swimming in mud. What is this turf? I don't even understand.
Knee deep in mud.
All summer they're working on it, and I am covered in mud. You know what?
Also, from my dorm, the construction of that new science building, whatever they're going to be doing there, carbon neutral, whatever they're talking about, wakes me up from 3 miles away so loud.
Guys, okay, I'm back. Down. I'm back.
Also, freshmen coming into my college thinking they're all that. Walk on the quad like they got everything. Because they're also paying $70,000 a year with preferred room and board.
The Tisty's calling. What? Okay, well, we're running into some technical difficulties. Let's see if it's still live.
It looks like our setup here blacked out. The entire computer died. So let's see.
Hello?
Hey boys, how are the Sunday Scaries today?
Oh, it's going okay, but the computer just crashed, so we're not even live anymore.
What's this horrible noise? Did you tell me Alex Battisti just broke the radio?
Oh,
woo! He broke it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't even know what's going on, but the signal's still live. So, anyway, Battisti, how's it going? How's Goldman?
It's going well. Goldman's great.
Really?
Stop lying.
We're on air right now? What's the
we're on air.
Hey, you're live, kid. You're
live.
Yeah,
you hear me now, okay. Diesel?
Okay, great.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Diesel is listening,
something,
right?
Something like that.
Well,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we know you like it. So, we have some questions. Are you Arbitrage Andy?
I plead to the fifth.
Plead the fifth?
I'm a fan of his account, though, I'll tell you that.
He's not uncertain.
Okay, well, since you're on.
That was a better response.
Okay, so since you're on, any topics you want to talk about, or should we just ask you some questions?
You could ask me some questions. I was curious what was on the agenda for today. What were some of the talking points?
So, you know, we have a big backlog of Love Doctor questions. We're booting up the game show. We have a lot of new things. You want to handle one? Because, you know, we know you've had your share of situations.
Yeah, I've got a minute. Let it at me. Come on.
Okay, so one. Girl, this is during rush.
It's coming from Souls, right?
Yeah, it's coming from Souls. It's the date dinner that she doesn't want to go to.
Ugh.
You want to get that, Kyle? Okay.
Tell him about it.
Okay, so basically, the guy asked the girl to the bid dinner, right? And then, but they're friends. But after the dinner, she asks him out. What does he do?
So he's looking to friend zone her.
Exactly. We're doing the reverse.
I mean, you know, he got his utility from her. He needed a date to bid dinner. He got it. I say you cut ties. What else are you going to do?
But how do you cut ties if they're partying every other? Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, it's a small pond, but there's still plenty of fish here at Lafayette. I think it goes there.
That's great.
Just
that's
absolutely great. Brutal. Just, you know, you're done. You're done.
Also, we have some young entrepreneurs, just our new interns. I don't know if you met John. And
get out of here, John.
Okay, whatever, Connor. But I'm just kidding. But
a summer analyst.
Oh God, yeah. Basically, we're working this kid to the ground. But okay, why should people move to New York? Everyone's moving to Boston and D.C. this summer. Why New York? Why Brooklyn?
Well, I don't know why anyone is moving to Boston and D.C. You know, the 1700s happened. They're over. 2018. New York is a place to be. It's the epicenter of everything. I mean, we have better Italian food than Italy, better Chinese than China. We have the best art in the world.
Best art, yeah.
Sorry
to cut you off, Greasy Batisi, but wouldn't the center of New York be Manhattan? I feel like everyone should be there.
Yeah, why are you living across the bridge? Don't you want to see Brooklyn's beautiful water towers?
Well, is it better to see Brooklyn's beautiful water towers or to be able to see the entire Manhattan skyline from your roof?
Well, let me parlay
Brooklyn,
that.
The sun sets in Brooklyn. The sun sets over Manhattan. In Manhattan, the sun sets over New Jersey. Which would you rather look at?
I mean, would you rather live in Hoboken than Manhattan? Same view.
Oh, good God, no.
Yeah, I know. So beige.
None of that.
Yeah, beige suit. Back office stuff, but we'll see. Now, so,
our friends at the back office.
Oh God, have you been keeping up your extensive brunch schedule?
Not quite as much. I actually didn't brunch today, but I do some plans this afternoon. Just getting back from a run now. I'm actually on my roof, looking at the skyline.
Oh, you're on your roof. Yes, yes. How do you feel living with a roommate?
Well, when your roommate's one of your pledge brothers and a good friend, it's as easy as anything.
That's fantastic.
Maybe someday if you guys are, you know, granted brotherhood to a fraternity and you have pledge brothers, you might live together after graduation.
Oh,
and we're back. The computer's back on. No, we're not yanking you off, but now we actually have the script so we can get back. So we do have some actual questions for you. Okay, so what do you think about LaFitte expansion? It's here and it's horrible.
Always and always.
I mean, you know, growing pains. Yeah, it is what it is. I do, I think it's good of the school to have some direction. I think that targeting the sort of Williams and Amhersts of the world as, like, the next step for Lafayette College as an institution is smart. You know,
definitely.
Is it unfortunate that we are of the age where we're going to have to go to Lafayette College during this expansion? Absolutely. Yeah. But all the better for our kids in 20 years.
So. But, I mean, what about those Vanderbilt kids back in the day? Like, the acceptance rates used to be in the 40s. Now it's 8%. They can say they went there. If Lafayette's acceptance rate's at 5% in 20 years, people aren't going to know.
Yeah. I mean, I think the college is headed to a good place. I'm excited for it.
And
looking forward to coming back in a couple weeks.
That's great. Nice. Where's the final question? Where are you getting the NBA?
The goal is to not to have to get an MBA, but we will see.
That's great.
All right.
We will see.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. We got 26 more callers. Yeah.
People are literally.
We'll make sure to brunch.
The phone up.
It's good to hear from you.
Peace.
All right, I will send my best to David and Lloyd. Have a good weekend, boys.
You too.
Adios. Oh, and another call immediately. This is.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, what's up, boys?
Welcome. Who's this?
Yo, it's Max. What's up, boys?
Ooh. We got Max in the field.
Max, can you call back in 2 minutes? We have a special question just for you.
All right, word up, boys. I'll call back in 2 minutes.
We have oh my God.
Oh, so many calls.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Jebediah.
Jib. How are you, Jib?
I'm good, man. I have a question I'd like to air.
All right, let's go ahead. Well,
hey,
let's
come on.
Hey, turn on the music.
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're doing dandy.
So I have this wooden mahogany table. You hear?
Yeah, you did.
Let's hear it.
And it's dirty, and it needs to be cleaned, and I don't know how to clean it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so I'm an expert on this. What you're going to want to need, you want some Amish wood milk, okay?
Some elbow grease.
No, Amish wood milk.
Amish wood milk.
Yeah.
Amish wood milk.
Yeah.
Now, where are you going to find this?
You can get it on AmishWoodMilk.com. It's an As Seen on TV product. Trust me, it works.
You have to be 18 or older.
Well, now, how actually do I clean it? Because it's been dirty for a few days. And
okay, so you're gonna get a damp cloth. You're gonna
damn it.
Elbow grease. I'm telling you.
Amish wood milk. Any other questions? We already answered that one. It's Amish wood milk.
Look, guys, the phones will be open later with more prompting questions. It is the first episode, so you know we're letting it slide. We understand you guys are excited. Yeah. We're excited. We're getting loose. We're getting a little funky.
John, why are you letting these pranksters come through?
But
honestly, Amish wood milk is such a great product. It's fantastic.
All right.
Anyway, it's time for a little break.
Is it time for a little break? You know what? I think we should play some of our favorite talking heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
Crispy. You know what? I'm thinking...
This must be the place. This is a classic. This goes out to all the Uber drivers that are listening right now.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Maybe Lyft.
Oh, my... Oh, wait. It's actually Max. Okay, Max, we'll get you right after the break. Okay. See you guys.
on your mic.
Welcome back. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. It's the Hour of Influence. Let's get some PSAs in there.
Why not? Wait, we got some more callers. Hello?
What's up, boy?
What's up, ladies? Oh, nice. Who is this? Oh, how you doing?
Max,
nice.
What are you up to, man?
Yeah, what are you up to?
How's it going?
What am I up to right now?
Yeah, man, how's it going? Like, what have you been doing?
Dude,
like,
I'm on a spiritual journey right now, just trying to find myself.
Really?
Yeah, tell us about that.
I'm, like, traveling the world, like, meeting ladies. What's up, ladies? And, like, just eating some greasy food and just doing some good stuff, bro.
Yeah. So, what are some of the activities you've kind of done in your gap, the gap time? To find yourself.
So far in my gap semester, I've been just, like, looking at flowers and, like, just, like, eating grass and, like, I don't even know, bro. Looking at the sun and just meeting people.
Smoking grass?
Like, yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Are you still a Taylor Swift fan, or have you kind of moved on to Pink Floyd?
Dude, I saw Taylor Swift this summer. Oh, my God. She was so good.
You want to tell us about your any relationships you had over the summer, any adventures? Tell us a story.
I heard you were not.
Oh, my gosh. Boys, this summer was nuts. And I know you guys are – I know – Hype Henry and Carnivorous Connor were at my birthday party, so you guys got to see a little bit of what was going on this summer, but it's been amazing. I met so many girls, like, all the ladies were like, what's up, Max? You want to be out in the field? I'm like, yeah, what's up, ladies? Let's
do it.
Out
in the field.
So, any special ladies in particular?
I don't think there's any special ladies in particular. I've been, like, to be totally honest, I was with, like, three different girls this summer.
Whoa!
Shit. Big time. 6.
Yeah, like, you know, it's been crazy. But right now, I'm just trying to focus on the spiritual journey.
Yeah.
Meeting people, doing some greasy good stuff.
I mean, you're living on
chilling.
A hippie commune, right?
Yeah, a commune.
Yes, I am, actually.
So, Max, do you want to describe to us what a commune is?
A commune? I don't know what a commune is, to be honest. I'm just living there, bro. It's so nice.
You know? It's, my mic was off this whole time. It's a lot of free love, you know? You're chilling, you're having fun.
Henry,
let's get a little Bob Marley on just to let Max get back to his roots a little bit, yeah?
Okay, yeah. So, Max, do you have any advice for the incoming freshman?
Oh, I got so much advice for the incoming freshman. So much. Freshman, love is key. Have a good time your first semester. Make the most out of it. I'll be back second semester. If you need any advice, hit up the radio show. I'll be back second semester, so I'll be down to chill with everybody. It's going to be a great time.
That's great. Any questions for the spirit? What have you learned on your journey?
What have I learned on my journey? That just, the world is amazing, bro.
That's great.
So much.
That's great.
Like, dude, Taylor Swift is it all God, bro. Yeah. It's been amazing.
What do you think about the legalization of marijuana, Max?
The legalization? I mean, where I'm at, it is legal. I mean, I'm like, you know, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I think it's a good thing.
Good for the economy.
Exactly. The money is huge over there. How's your boys been doing, though? How's it been?
We've been doing good.
Good.
Yeah, we've been inundated with Love Doctor questions. It's crazy.
We need to get the Love Doctor back on. Yeah. Right now, for those of you who don't know, the Love Doctor is in a battle with us. His contract is up, and he's really a free agent right now. He's trying to go to Lehigh, actually. And we just kind of need answers.
I don't think he's actually trying to go to Lehigh.
He's
like,
just playing us.
Yeah, he's playing
us. The Love Doctor might be playing us, but, you know, we were having some problems with the guy. You know, he wasn't showing up. He was sloppy. You know, his love advice, always on point. I mean, you can't
argue.
Always
on point, but he's got to show up.
He's got to put up. We're going to try our best to get him back in here. But, you know, it's tough, you know. Mm-hmm. We need to have our interns make sure they have all his mink coat when he comes in, his glasses, and really, like, his reclining chair.
He's always putting everything on Francisco in the back.
Yeah. Like, and Francisco did, you know, Francisco
does his best.
It's hard. So, John will pick
boys,
up the slack.
John, yeah. Anyway, more interns.
Anyway, I'm planning on coming for Loft Lehigh. That's when my spiritual journey should be over. I'm planning on bringing a few babes, too.
Few babes. Lafayette has all the babes in the world.
I know, but just wait. You guys don't even know what's coming.
We got a bunch of hippie girls, I see.
Yeah. Yo, you guys don't even know what's coming. It's going to be great. I'm really excited to see you boys. I hope it's going to be a good show. It's been amazing so far.
We're...
Definitely. Definitely. Right. I gotta run, though.
Smell you later, Max.
You gotta go plant some flowers. We got you. Enjoy the spiritual journey.
Plant some flowers and hang out with some cows. I'll see you boys later. Peace
smile
out.
Smell you later.
What's he doing to cows?
You know what? I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Hey, seems to be in a happy place. You know?
So speaking of cows, I went to this presentation last Monday. Oh. And this guy was giving a presentation. There were a few other people there. I don't know. He was talking about it was like conservation of food resources. And he was showing all these. Well, there's one thing about cows. It was like the slaughterhouse. And they were. This is so random. But it was the waste from the slaughterhouse. And as he shows us this picture, he's like laughing. So, first, I'm kind of creeped out of why he's laughing. But I don't know. I just don't understand. There's sometimes, like, what are other moments where, like, it's really not okay to laugh?
When you're discussing Amish wood milk.
Amish wood milk. Yeah, no, that's not okay to laugh.
Yeah.
Funerals, no laughing.
Yeah.
Birth.
You know, birth, no laughing there.
No, really? Not a laughing matter.
The start and end of life.
When you lose your key fob.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Sure, the funny thing is... you know, me and Connor have been keeping the room very organized, but I haven't lost my key fob this year. And
neither have I.
Okay.
Yeah, so moving on. Bodacious Brendan Cronin.
Yeah.
Our other host on the show. Has become the greatest Lafayette golfer in the history of the Lafayette golf team. Okay. He hasn't, that's not true, but he's the best. He won the Colgate tournament by a landslide. Kid was on fire. Also, Lafayette Golf won the whole tournament with him putting the team on his back. So, I don't know.
He's really killing it.
Hopefully he doesn't do too well or else he's transferring out of here.
To Lehigh, apparently.
No. That is a hot take. And
to Bama.
Ooh, is Max back?
No, it's. I kind of feel Brendan's vibes right now.
You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough, but he's really killing it. He's putting in the work.
That's good. I mean, let's talk about some other stuff. But first, we got to play one of the top songs in the game.
Actually, right before that, let's talk about the new stuff Lafayette has added this year.
Oh, true.
So one thing that I really enjoy. It's very simple, but I'm pretty sure the school is now 98.3% brick paths.
Yeah.
So there's still a few paved paths around campus, but it's so,
mostly brick.
So simple, but so nice at the same time. Also, second quad area. Connor was talking about the swamp, but poorly executed, but I think eventually there'll be a nice new quad area right outside our dorm. So nice.
They also added a water park, which is a very strange use of funds, I gotta say.
I don't know.
Yeah, keeping water park, I don't know. The slip and slide, it was cool, but, you know, and...
A large new influx of Adirondack chairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong with those.
Adirondack. The sauna's got an update.
Oh,
if you haven't been, you know, they're a little nicer, a little warmer, a little crispier. Warmer. What else we got?
Yeah, we got... Ooh, lower. So, Connor, take this one.
Wow. This is huge.
So, last year, lower, our favorite dining hall on campus, had 3 quesadillas. Connor, how many do they have now?
16 different flavors of quesadilla.
16.
Any kind of meal, any kind of day, you know. I gotta say, I probably have like, now I can have half of them one day and half of them the other day.
Well, Connor, the thing is, so it's not real meat, so they can kind of call it whatever they want. I'm pretty sure you're still eating the same, like...
blue grease.
Yeah, you're eating the same slop they have. You know, it's just they put like different... You know how like you can have 20 different flavors of lattes? They just squirt some syrup in it? That's basically what they're doing. They press a button in the machine, whatever tofu supplement with some flavoring comes out.
Exactly.
It's really, you're always eating the same thing.
You know what? I'll take it.
You know, I actually had a poke bowl at Lower the other day, and it was disgusting. It was imitation shrimp. What are they imitating? Shrimp are literally bottom feeders. How do you get lower than a bottom feeder?
No, I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Tofu.
Tofu?
Tofu.
All right, and I think that, you know, guys, I think it's time to get a little hype. Play a little bit of a banger,
with
as
that
the kids
being
call it,
said,
a banger. And I think the second half of the closing rounds of our show is going to be a powerhouse. So buckle up, get ready, and let's rally towel our way out of here.
Yeah.
Ho.
I got home.
Song sucked, so we're gonna make it up with one of our favorites on the Ever Influence, Chicken Soup by Skrillex and Habstrap. Let's get it.
Spice Girl in the coupe, so sick, Chicken Soup, walk in, kill the room. So sick, chicken soup, spice girl, in the coop. So sick, chicken soup, walk in, kill the room. So sick, chicken soup, 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 chicken soup,
All right, we are back to the Hour of Influence. And just because we want to, not because we have to, we're going to give you some nice PSAs. It's part of the show. It's mandatory. We love it. We can't do any commercials. We're already sponsored, so the sponsors don't let us actually talk about them just because they don't want us to like mess up or something.
Obviously.
So let's give you some PSAs.
PSAs? All right. The classic. Don't put your hands in the toaster, and don't put your toaster in your hands.
Those are two classic ones. Another one. You know, have a smile on your face.
Oh, wow.
Have a smile on your face. Don't put any, what's it called?
Mayonnaise don't on your soap.
Don't put mayonnaise on your soap. Don't put aluminum foil in the microwave.
Yeah. If someone says, if you get water on your phone to put it in the microwave to heat it up, don't do that one.
Also, supposedly, putting your phone in rice after you get water on it doesn't actually help, according to BuzzFeed on Snapchat.
Yeah, no.
That's where I get all my information from.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah. That and now this. Great resources, you know? Really great content. Yeah. And all the girls that are on Snapchat, too, that just happen to show up on your feed somehow.
Yeah. So, moving on. What are some societal norms we find really odd?
Let's get philosophical here, yeah?
School.
Whoa.
Like, the man's always trying to, like, tell us what to do.
All right, Max Perino.
Yeah. Let's say, I feel like that. But, definitely Instagram. Like, if you notice, everyone has, like, they try to make their feed very unique. But everything's exactly the same. Like, if someone's going on vacation to Mykonos, exactly the same. Yeah. Someone's going to LBI, exactly the same.
Also,
someone's in New York, exactly the same.
With social media, also just selfies in general. I still, like, I know they're very mainstream now. They've been mainstream. I just think it's hilarious when, like, I'll be in, not that I go to Times Square. I'm not a normie.
Normie, but, Soho.
Yeah.
Or Soho, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Williamsburg.
Yeah.
So, but I still see people with, it's a lot of like international people, but selfie sticks. Ask someone, it's New York City. There is, 10 billion people in the city, somewhere around there, whatever it is, whatever that number is. Ask anyone. Someone will take a picture.
And snatch your phone and run away.
Yeah, probably. But that's ask, just like,
you're gonna take. It's part of the culture, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of the city.
It's not that hard. Just be a little friendly.
Yeah.
Say like, hey, you want to take a picture?
It's kind of like emo girls, where like they think they're unique, but in actuality, like everyone has a nose ring and like dyed black hair. Or like if you shop at Hot Topic, like to be unique, like everyone's wearing the same like Ramon shirt. Like you're not that unique. Instagram is a cesspool of unoriginality.
Yeah. Also, another topic. What are some trends that we're happy that are done? Frozen yogurt.
Duck lips.
I called that
yeah.
3 years before it was done.
Yeah.
I was like, it's done.
Crumbs cupcakes.
Time to sell. Sell, sell, sell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know it's more tasty than crumb cakes?
What?
Amish wind milk?
Yeah. Well, or Entenmann's cookies.
Entenmann's cookies. We're like hard to pronounce. Oh my gosh.
Entenmann's.
Also how people mispronounce Arctic. It's the Arctic.
Yes, it's not the Arctic. Arctic.
It's the Arctic.
It's pronounced not Arctic. The Arctic.
No, the Arctic.
Arctic.
What about Australia?
It's Australia. Another thing that kind of annoys me is people wearing Timberlands when it's like 85 degrees.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my style. Yeah. Try to keep it lightweight when it comes to the sneaks.
Yeah.
You know, I've been wearing sandals for the past like month.
Yeah.
Actually 5 months.
Yeah, nice. that's strange.
Easy breezy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But yeah, like dress for the weather. Huh. Okay. Anyway, so we had a nice little show for you. Anything else? Oh, should we wrap it up for next week?
You know, we love to stay and talk, but like with the fans, we got a lot of signatures. People are already starting to kind of pound on the door. Like, all right, yeah, John, try to hold him off. Try to hold him off real quick.
All right,
tell him we'll be out in a second. All right,
yeah, just
open the door.
Yeah,
open it up.
Oh god.
Yeah, quiet down, simmer down. Wait, guys, stop, please.
John, close the door.
John, close it.
Okay,
John, fine. All right, so just to reiterate, upcoming this year, coming back, new game shows, new segments, new guests, new studio audience, as you just heard, new microphones, as you hear us right now, new headphones, very crispy, new game shows, new segments, new guests. We got the old guests too.
We also have the new soundboard that we ordered off Amazon, so it should be here next week, and we're real light on the sound today, but we're going to be even heavier next week, and we have the return of the electric chair with a special guest. He knows who he is. He knows who he is. He knows who he is. We're not going to tell him that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year.
Or she know who she is. We don't assume gender.
Okay, whatever. But yeah, so, I mean, good stuff. Solid first crack at it. Remember, Amish wood milk, number one solution to all your stains. We'll be sending out letters about the freestyling competition. So,
yeah, all right. So, to wrap it up here, episode one. We'll be back and better than ever in episode two. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle speaking. In the studio, we have Hype Henry, Carnivorous Connor.
Ooh!
Back next week, we'll have Bodacious Brendan. Hopefully, we'll get the Love Doctor on. Have that special guest for the electric chair, as we all know. And take us out, Hype Henry.
Definitely. So this goes out to Mac Miller. I'm going to play a few minutes. This is his Tiny Desk concert before his passing. We'll see you guys.
So much, but keep it on the hush. No one need to know, just us. That's really all it take. We don't need nothing but today. Today, 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 yeah. The world is so small. Till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't, yeah. I'm building up a wall. Till it break, till it break, till it break, till it break, yeah. She hated when I call.